News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. President Biden spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister today as the war rages on between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Willie James Inman has the story.
President Biden says he did not ask Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a ceasefire. A readout of the conversation says the president emphasized the need to protect civilians. Both leaders also discussed securing the release of the remaining Israeli hostages. The call comes as the Wall Street Journal reported that President Biden asked Netanyahu to hold off on a preemptive strike against Hezbollah in Lebanon immediately following the Hamas-led October 7th attack. The Israelis disputed the report, and the White House had no comment. Willie James Inman, CBS News, The White House.
Reports of widespread starvation in Gaza have heightened the calls for a ceasefire. Sean Casey is with the World Health Organization.
Everybody here is desperate. Everybody's looking for food. And actually, even when I'm in a convoy transporting medicines to hospitals, people rush our trucks and run up, and we have to say on a loudspeaker that this is not food, because people are so desperate they would jump on a moving truck trying to grab food.
Still out there shopping for Christmas?
I'm Peter King. Whether it's online or in person, Americans are headed down to the wire for holiday shopping on what retailers call Super Saturday. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger on the hottest gifts.
Gift cards are still really strong, and clothing is still really strong as America's gained a record amount of weight during and after the pandemic, so people need bigger sizes of clothes, and that's a big benefit for retail.
He says food is also a big item this year. The National Retail Federation predicts a 3% rise in holiday sales over last year. Peter King, CBS News.
It's a mixed bag weather-wise this holiday weekend.
There is some risk of strong to severe thunderstorms across parts of New Mexico and West Texas, mainly south of Lubbock, down through Midland and so forth. So people traveling in those areas would need to pay attention. But otherwise, actually, this weekend will be a pretty nice Christmas weekend for travel over most of the United States.
Meteorologist John Hart at the Storm Prediction Center. People trying to combat opioid addiction are facing obstacles to all of the tools that could help them. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Few opioid overdose patients are receiving a treatment that could be beneficial. A study in the Canadian Medical Association Journal found after being treated for an overdose, only 4% of patients were given opioid agonist therapy. The medication-based treatment has shown to be effective in reducing deaths and illnesses.
The results are based on a retrospective study of more than 20,000 hospital visits in Ontario, Canada. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limits apply. Ask for Syntec High Mileage at O'Reilly.
There was supposed to be something there. Well, I guess we'll just go right back to music. This is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are in live in the lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Seller, buy your next home at movetomadison.com. And live in the lair, the 9 o'clock hour, our special bonus live in the lair is brought to you by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. It's at 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
All right, KJ, thank you. I'm here with Terry Barr, and we are live Hello. In the lair with Katie Powderly, Appalachian Mountains native and one-time Madisonian. Katie Powderly is back in the Mad City for the holidays, and we are lucky enough to have her right here in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Dark and haunting or sweet and beckoning, Katie's voice sits strongly atop a bed of acoustic guitar, singing sweet and stinging ballads for those who betrayed her.
Uh-oh.
Katie's new album, Live By the Song, Die By the Song, is set for release on New Year's Eve. And here to play a few songs and tell us about it, singer, songwriter, songbird, Katie Powderly. Katie, welcome to the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Woo! Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me, guys. I really appreciate being here.
Oh, we are so happy to have you here. Okay, for our listeners who may not be familiar with you, give us a little bit of a backstory. Tell us about, you know, growing up in the Appalachian Mountains. Wow.
Well, actually, there was a little miscommunication. I'm not from the Appalachian Mountains. Oh. I had a childhood where we moved around a lot. All throughout my childhood, I eventually ended up in Madison, where I lived, because I've lived in 31 places in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've moved a lot. So Madison, because I lived here for a relatively longer spell than other places, it has a very homey kind of feeling for me, and a lot of sturdy relationships that have endured the test of time as I continue to travel across the country and do my thing and be Katie. So
that's amazing.
How did you get your start in music?
Well, my dad, I kind of feel like it was my fate. My dad is a bluegrass banjo player. Speaking of the Appalachian Mountains, he plays like Appalachian bluegrass music. So he plays the banjo, and he also is an acoustic guitar flat picker. So I grew up with live music in our house as a little girl. He played to my mom like when I was in the womb. So I feel like I didn't really have a choice. It was going to happen eventually. It was just a matter of when. So,
you said that he was a banjo player and an acoustic flat picker?
Wow. Yeah, a guitar flat picker.
What is a guitar flat picker?
So in bluegrass music, if you play a guitar, it's like you could... There's like where you... It's a style of strumming. It's like a strumming pattern in bluegrass guitar music as opposed to like finger picking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And she can do it all.
So
I'm learning here. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's definitely probably different lingo than like rock and roll music for sure. But yeah, so my dad played bluegrass music in the home, and my parents played a lot of just like 60s and 70s music.
Oh, that's fun.
On vinyl, like when I was a little girl. So I was very impacted by that. And I was always a very sensitive, artistic child. So I just really kind of attached to music and songs and art. And so, and I was always singing, like to a flaw. I still do that for sure. And so I think it was just an eventual inevitability. It's just a matter of like, it took me a long time of exploring things that were not quite for me before I realized that this is like probably something I should be doing as a grown up for
real.
Well,
we're glad you are. Oh my
goodness. I'm so glad too. Yeah.
Where do you, what do you call home right now then?
That is a really tricky question. I'm actually writing a book about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
You'll have to come back.
Yeah. Well, it's a complicated question too, because soon I'll have been living in Appalachia longer than I've lived anywhere else, but I'm not Appalachian, but yet at what point do you get to call some place home? And at what point do you get to say you're from somewhere?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I know. It's like fraught with a lot of stuff because I don't feel like I'm from anywhere. And a lot of times when I think of home, like I think of different places or people or foods, but it's not necessarily, I haven't had a lot of cohesion in my life. I've had a lot of adventure and a lot of freedom, but I haven't had a lot of the stability that a long-term home would provide. And so I'm working on a long-term book project about that. And also like, yeah, who gets to claim a certain space? Because I'm certainly not Appalachian, but yet I'm certainly not from like the Midwest either. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a complex topic and there's a lot to unfurl there, and I'm working on it. And I think I'm still trying to figure that out, where home is.
Yeah.
Where do you store your suitcase?
And all my plants. Now that, now I'm living in Maryland. So Maryland is a very small state, but there's like three separate sections of it. There's the urban part of it, which is like Baltimore that people think of first a lot of times. And then there's the beach part of it, like Ocean City, Maryland, where it's like a tourist destination. And but I live in the Appalachian part. So I live in the mountains, which, and I spend a lot of time, it's very close to Virginia and West Virginia. So those states all kind of intersect at the intersection or confluence rather of the Potomac and the Shenandoah River. So that's kind of the epicenter of where I spend a lot of my time being a feral human.
Wow.
Human. Okay, I'm writing that down. I'm going to borrow that from you.
Untamable.
I love it.
Let's get to live music in the lair with Katie Powder, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's a new song, and it's called Live and Learn, and was released in a video EP entitled Live at Mystery Ton Studio. But you may release an electrified version. Tell us about the song before you play.
okay. I wrote the song many years ago and I recorded it. I have an electric band. I have an electric band, an acoustic band, and I've also played bass in bluegrass bands. So I have a lot of different musical projects. But obviously with 2020 and the things that transpired during that time, I had a backlog of an album that I was planning to release with my electric band. And this song is fully produced as part of an LP that's going to come out next year with my electric band. And I'm excited about that. And it's unreleased. My electric band is called The Unconditional Lovers. And it's a bunch of guys based loosely out of the Frederick, Maryland area. But there were a lot of people, because I started out playing bluegrass music and acoustic music, a lot of people who used to like me from when I was just a bluegrass musician, not just, but like when I strictly played exclusively bluegrass music, people will say that they miss that acoustic kind of stuff, because what I've been releasing, like my first album was an electric band album, and they're like, are you ever going to go back to bluegrass music or kind of acoustic, like your roots or whatever? So I thought it would be fun for this video series if one of my bandmates at the time, if we just did like a stripped down acoustic live session of some songs that I'll release eventually, like in more electrified versions. But so this is just, the video is me in a basement in a studio at Mystery Ton Studios with my bandmate Chance Hurley. So I was playing guitar and singing and he was playing mandolin. And so it's a way for people to maybe engage more with the lyrics without being overwhelmed by the production of it. Not that the production on my electric band album will be overwhelming, but it's just, some people have their preferences. They like that acoustic vibe versus electric vibes. So I'm trying to, I don't know. This is more like what you hear in the room when you're with me, as opposed to like lush production work where you're hearing guitar pedals and amps and stuff like that, you know?
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Live and Learn live in the Lair with Katie Powderly on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, your previous guest was so sparkly with her personality, and she's really uplifting. I was like, I want to warn you guys in advance, I am not like that. Oh. Welcome to Unhappy Hour. No, it's okay. I accept it. I write sad songs, but I just want to be, like, I've come to terms with it. I accept who I am, but I was like, just so your listeners know, it's time for Unhappy Hour with your old friend, Katie Powderly.
Night falls, skin's her knee. Day breaks, her like me. And you say live and learn, if y'all take turns playing the shoulder sun under the weight of these regrets. And you say live and learn, we all take turns. And you say live and learn, we all take turns being the chase you, even though I say live and learn. We all take turns. I say live and learn. We all take turns being the fool.
Whoa. Wow. Holy cow. Katie Powderly, everybody.
I'm having a little bit of trouble with my guitar. I've had some, I'm having some, just like some intonation issues a little bit because I'm in a drastic change of weather. So
let me
just keep working on tuning in between songs there and stuff. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Do what you got to do. You know, awesome. It's live. It's live radio.
Live in the studio.
You got it. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And hopefully you guys can still work on your guitar, whatever you need
yes.
to do. I think it sounds terrific, but
awesome.
You know,
awesome. Thank
that's
you
just
so
me.
Much.
You've come back to Madison to promote your new album,
yeah.
Live by the Song, Die by the Song. And your album release show, you're holding at the Burr Oak in Madison on December 30th.
On the east side in the old neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah. And before we actually dive into all of that, you know, it's a city of food, places, restaurants, you know, Madison, because you said you've been here for a while
mm-hmm.
in the past.
Although I moved away and it changes so...
It really does.
It's become unrecognizable in some parts. Like, this whole State Street is so different. Like, I don't recognize entire blocks. So yeah, it's a mixture of like feeling familiar and totally alien at the same time.
Oh, I get that. Yeah. Do you have a favorite food place?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
and
so
what do you
hard
order?
To choose. Oh my gosh. Every single time I come here, there are certain places that I have to go.
Are they still there? I hope.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. So like if I have money, my favorite place to go is Sardine because it's just, so many of my like happiest celebratory memories are there. I love their frites. Have you ever had their little tiny french fries?
I haven't, but I think I want them.
They're so good.
Wonderful.
It's the best. But then I always feel like, so that's more upscale. It's like mm-hmm. for frites or like you can sit at the bar and get a burger or just like a glass of wine or something like that. But if I want a fish fry, I have to go to the Old Fashioned. And I definitely just ate there tonight before coming here on the show. They have a perch entree, which is like absolutely phenomenal. It's just lightly fried and perfect and so good.
And it's Saturday night and you can still get that.
I know.
Not a Friday night, you know?
I know.
Typical.
I know. So I eat one or two of those a year and it's like just really hits that spot of like when we were talking about home earlier, there's certain foods that feel like home and that's one of them. And then finally, I always have to get a pizza from Sal's Tomato Pies.
Oh, yeah.
So we go and get takeout in Monona.
Nice.
Yeah. So they have a lot of like seasonal local produce that they use in mm-hmm. local ingredients. That's kind of what they're known for. So they have a tagline that's called like all Wisco, no Cisco.
Yeah.
So yeah, so he does his shopping for ingredients at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
So I remember my favorite one from the last summer was like fresh zucchini and goat cheese with like, it was like a white pizza. And I think there was maybe fresh dill on there, but it was just so delicious.
I think we've had that one and it was oh
my gosh.
Bomb.
I know.
Wow.
And I took a picture of it too because it looked like a piece of art. I was like,
pizza porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's incredible.
They're one of our sponsors too. So thanks for talking about them.
Thank you.
That's
it.
SalvatoresTomatoPies.com.
Yes.
That works out well.
Let's talk about your band in the live show. In the summer, we can find you at Adwood Fest, at Sugar Maple Fest, and you have a band of powerhouse Madison musicians, including friends of the show, Star Moss on guitar,
Star.
And David Havas on
David.
Upright bass,
yeah.
along with Chauncey Ali on fiddle and mandolin.
Yeah.
Tell us about your band of bluegrass boys.
They're like the best dudes I know. I'm super blessed to be able to play with. They're just like really good guys, but also really good players. It's very wholesome. We met several years ago. I've known Chauncey actually off and on for like 20 years, but we were more like acquaintances. We'd never played music together until this last year. But for the last several years, I go to the Bluegrass Jam at this bar in Monona, or it's actually, I believe, technically in Madison. It's called the Muskie Lounge. Are you familiar with that
place?
Oh, yeah.
It's a really cool spot. It's like got a fishing theme.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a shuffleboard game. But on Monday nights, there's a bluegrass jam there. And it's loosely organized by some people that the bluegrass jam has changed locations over the years. But there's this very welcoming community to kind of newcomers to the scene. So if you're not super familiar with the genre and you want to learn how to play with other people, learn bluegrass standards and take turns kind of soloing and just fostering that sense of community, that jam is really conducive and nurtures that. So whenever I'm in town, I like to swing by there, and it was a massive group. Sometimes it gets so full and crowded, but I just noticed that there were several people who were like pretty exceptionally good players. And long story short, over the course of several years, we all became friends, and our friendship blossomed beyond just like playing at the Muskie. We started to play together, and we're just like homies. They call me bro. I call them bro too.
We're bros.
I know. I'm a girl, but I'm one of the guys for sure. Bro.
Well, dude, let's get back to some live music in the lair with Katie Powderly, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Sunday. And I'm wishing this was a song about football, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me that this is a love song.
Yeah, it's a love song. Normally I write songs about bad men just because there's just so much to deconstruct there. But this is a song about a good man. You would think that based on my songwriting that I'm like kind of a downer of a person. Like I write really sad songs and I like dark themes in my songs. But in real life, that's not my personality. It's just like what my music is. And it's interesting because people are like, oh no, is it just going to be like sad at the Burr Oak? Like, no, we laugh and tell jokes. There are sad songs there. But that's a huge part of it. But it's not like a downer. It's more, I don't know. You'll see if you come to the show. God. I hope you do. But yeah, Sunday is a song I wrote before the pandemic. It's a love song. I used to live on an organic farm, technically in Maryland, but out towards like Harper's Ferry Way. And so a lot of the lyrics that you'll hear in the songs talk about the different animals and the different nature. I'm more of a country person, if you can't tell, than a city person. So I spend a lot of time outside, and my lyrics kind of reflect my connection to nature, and I derive a lot of inspiration from that. So and I think it creates a sense of place too, because my writing is very informed by where I live. And so this song is called Sunday, but you'll hear there's references to stars and constellations and animals and such.
All right,
and I actually I recorded this this is in the backlog of projects that have been delayed due to COVID. But are you all familiar with a band called the Steel Wheels based out of Virginia?
I feel like I've heard of them.
They're so great. They a lot of times will play like at the Stoughton Opera House.
I've played
there with them a couple years ago. But we have a project where I wrote the songs and I play guitar and I sing, and they are acting as the backing band. And it's not released yet because I just am trying to release it more in a trickle than like a here's a million things at once to pay attention to. But that is definitely on coming down the pike. It's just a matter of a when. So I'll have more info about that the next year probably.
Oh, good.
But
she'll
have
to come back.
Yes. Oh, that would be so great.
Yes.
Okay, so this is on Sunday. It's about a good man.
All right. Katie Powderly live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Your kisses pushed me in the water. I'd forgotten how to swim. Every day is Sunday, your name my only hymn. No, I'm not the only songbird whistling you a tune, but I will love you neath the fireflies, Ryan and the moon. I'm coming back to life, coming back to life. Coming back to life with you. Coming back to life. coming back to life. Hey, yeah. Coming back to life with you.
Live in the lair.
Just got a message about Katie.
Mm-hmm.
We always invite people to text or to call or to message, whatever. This is actually a friend of mine, Louie, and Louie says, this gal is amazing.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Love her smoky voice, and I'm hooked on her songs already.
Well, tell him my mom's check is in the mail to him, and he can expect that in 3 to 5 business days. Tell him, you can tell Louie that flattery will get him everywhere.
Oh, and it's actually a woman.
Oh, Louie, yeah. Well, thank you. You can tell her that flattery will get her everywhere. It's just a matter of where it is she's trying to go.
See, you do have a good sense of humor. I like it.
I mean, I'm not as charismatic as everyone, but...
That was funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Let's go to this new album.
Yeah.
I like the name, too. Live by the Song, Die by the Song.
Thank you.
Out on Red Wing Blackbird Records.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is your own startup label?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Tell us about your business. And what is it like to be the musician, but then you're also the business side? What kind of structure do you have to sort of use and set up and being independent and also touring? And just tell us the story.
It's a lot. Well, it's a lot to maintain. I am also a graphic designer, so I design a lot of my own graphics and the packaging for my albums and stuff. I did not do the cover illustration work, but I do like the packaging and social media graphics and stuff. And it's a lot of administrative time. So people are like, what do you do all day? Do you just like sit around and play guitar? And I'm like, actually, I spend almost no time doing that. It's really unfortunate because I go to a jam where I live like every other week, but otherwise like I just haven't had a chance to really pick up my guitar much because I have so much administratively on the back end of things. But the good news is I've had just like a small team of people who work for me on a super part-time basis. And so I'm getting more support as the new year comes, but I'm not really in a position to talk about that yet because but yeah, it's a lot of really boring business stuff, but
it has to be done.
Yeah, it does. It has to be done, but also at the same time, like, no matter what, I have to make a living somehow. So I'd rather have the boring stuff be devoted to something I feel ultimately more passionate about. Yeah. That's kind of under the umbrella of what I feel like is my sense of purpose, as opposed to just kind of, for me personally, like running on a treadmill where I've worked at different jobs over the years and I just did not necessarily feel like they were aligned with what I was called to do. So this, even though there are different aspects of it that are more boring, I still feel like it's in alignment with my calling, and I'm getting more able to, as time progresses, I'm very blessed to be able to delegate stuff and hire stuff. Like I have an accountant, I have people that help me with various roles, so I'm no longer doing everything.
Right.
So I can delegate according to what where I lack expertise. So I have compensation for my weak points, which feels really strategic and like a huge relief. And then also I'm able to do the stuff that's fun. Like I love the design work. It's a really nice respite from playing and writing songs because
it's
sometimes
still artsy though, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. But I get really burned out at times with the writing or the or just music. I think there are seasons in our lives where I feel like a lot of output, like I'll write a ton of songs and have a lot of gestation kind of like with that. But then there are also periods where I have a dry spell with music, but then I'm really prolific in other areas like design or art or visual stuff. So I feel like we kind of toggle back and I toggle back and forth and it works out really well.
Wow.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Katie Potterly, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. After the break, we're going to start talking about your new album, Live by the Song, Die by the Song. But right now, let's get a little taste from it. This next song you have for us, it's the first single from the album, and it's called My Morning Dove.
Yeah.
What's the inspiration for this song, quickly?
I was living on that farm, and there was a pair of mourning doves that nested right on our front door. So every morning I would walk on the land where we lived, and I would just hear them calling to each other. And they mate for life, which I thought was a beautiful thing to know. I don't know if you're familiar with their call, but that's another sound that sounds like home to me, is the call of a mourning dove. And if you just listen to the lyrics, like, this song is actually the second chapter to the story that was started in the song. I started like Sunday is chapter one, and then My Morning Dove is chapter two. It's the same characters, 3 years apart. But this is like a call to someone who's been subsumed by their grief, and you're trying to beckon them back to the light, I guess.
All right. It's Katie Powderly live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm gonna get comfy in my little chair over here. Thank you for that.
The morning doves are crying. They're calling you by name. There ain't no use denying which one of us is to blame. We knew that it was dangerous. Two moths drawn to a fire. I just can't say no to you. Touch me like an electric wire. What have you done? What have you done? What have you done? What have you done? We knew from the beginning. We knew the stakes were high. But something about the way you kissed me, while you look at me dead in the eye, you had me up against the wall, babe. You caught me from behind, praying on the floor on all fours, temporarily blind. What have I done? 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 Have I done.
Katie Powderly here on Max Inc. Radio. Wow. KJ, do we need to take it to a break now?
As a matter of fact, we do need to take it. I hate to do it.
I know, I do too. It just feels like we are in such a good space Katie, but okay.
We're going to come right back to it right after this.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic once-in-a-lifetime rock and roll show in Madison, would you go?
Walk like an Egyptian.
Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and tons of other cool rock and rollers. It's one night of amazing music, auctions, and meet and greets, with all proceeds benefiting epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music, original local music until midnight. We've got Max Inc. Heavy coming up after 10 o'clock. But right now, let's get right back into Live in the Lair with Katie Powderly.
All right. Thanks, KJ. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr, and we have Katie Powderly live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Katie, we just heard you play the first single from your new album, Live by the Song, Die by the Song. Tell us a little bit about this ominous sounding title.
I think it's sometimes it's about my life. I mean, I feel like songs have given me the most exhilaration I've ever experienced, but also like it can be a hard life to live that as your full-time career. And so when you kind of walk down that path, you're accepting both the beauty and the hardship of it at times. And also I think that all of these songs on this album are a message in one way or another to people, other people who've devoted their lives to songs in the same way that I have. I feel like that's a very common theme in songwriting. When I used to have a radio show on another station in town here, I would often, because I know so many people in the national Americana and folk songwriting community, I would play one song written by one person, and then I would play the response song written by the person. And I wouldn't say that, but if you listen to my old playlists, there's a more macro level narrative going on there. So I think these are just my attempts to communicate. I'm not a good communicator on the spot, but after I've had the opportunity for some introspection and reflection, songs are the distillation of what I wish I could have said in the moment. I'm better at reflecting and writing and saying my piece after the fact. Yeah. So this, and then once it's out of me, I feel free. So it can exist in the entity of the song, and it's no longer kind of clinking around inside my heart or my head.
That's cool. At least you find a way to get it out no matter what. And some people walk around just holding on to that because they don't have that kind of outlet.
I know. I often wonder how normal people who don't write songs, I do. I wonder how they cope with the big stuff of life, because like songwriting provides me with such a sense of freedom, because then it's out. And it doesn't make me sad to sing the sad songs. It makes me happy. And it's such a sense of like community when my close friends play in my bands and like play my songs with me. Like I think it's really fun. So although the topics about in the songs are maybe sad or not necessarily uplifting, the whole experience for me is very uplifting.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I love the description of your album too. So let me read this a little bit and then have you kind of say something in return. A stripped down acoustic bluegrass adjacent EP of original songs entitled Live by the Song, Die by the Song. 5-song collection serves as a portrait of Katie's emotional landscape informed by a carefree summer spent splashing in the Shenandoah River, falling in and out of love. Through a series of dark Appalachian ballads, the EP documents the journey of the artist coming to identify the bouquet of red flags she'd had first perceived as roses and their thorns. Tell me more.
Well,
wow.
I think it's true. It's not... it's the truth. He's not lying to you. But, I think the songs that I write are clearly informed by where I live, because a lot of my lyrics are about nature, like I was just saying. But there are some songs about love and disillusionment on this record for sure. And I think the stories are in the lyrics. But I think, I think that when people are pursuing you, they try to put their best foot forward until you are convinced. And maybe you're the type of person that wants to see the best in people. Mm-hmm. And maybe you give people the benefit of the doubt because you know that if given the opportunity, you would choose the wholesome choice. But maybe not everybody has those same goals for themselves or intentions or that kind of a spirit. Yeah. So I think this album is a lot about a loss of innocence and becoming disillusioned, but at the same time, trusting one's own inner instincts and understanding that when you first see something, it's really important to recognize it and honor that and act accordingly immediately instead of suppressing that inner voice that's ultimately there for our protection.
It's true. Yeah. Oh, wow.
We're hearing a lot about inner voices tonight.
It's special. I'm just loving this whole evening. My goodness.
Yeah, there's an inner compass in there. And when we go off course, like all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
And it takes a long time to recover from some of that, I think.
Well, let's hear another song from the new album, Live by the Sword, Die by the Sword, by Katie Powderly.
Song. Live by the Song, Die by the Song.
He just took it up a notch.
So close.
But you got where
that's
that
how my brain thinks sometimes, I guess. When you're typing out, we were talking to somebody, they said they type out swear words that just accent. Beth Killey.
Yeah.
She types out swear words. I type in sword instead of song.
Oh, yeah. I can tell what you were thinking about.
Live by the Song, Die by the Song by Katie Powderly, Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Mm-hmm. This song is called Tobacco, and this song garnered you a semifinalist in the Tennessee Songwriters Week National Songwriting Competition. Tell us about this song. Is tobacco wacky?
No, I actually hate tobacco. I'm a non-smoker, but tobacco is a metaphor for a bad man who... treats people. The tobacco is a metaphor for, you'll hear it in the lyrics, but basically about someone who uses people and discards them like they're disposable. And you'll understand after I sing about it.
Okay.
But yeah, the Tennessee Songwriting, the Songwriters Competition was such a blessing. I randomly entered a songwriting competition on the internet and then couldn't even find the link to go back to figure out what the songwriting competition was. And then a few weeks later, I got an email and they were like, It was funny because I know this is going to sound really woo-woo, but I have what I call a manifestation journal on my desk in my office. And I was like, a few weeks previous, I was like, you know, I should write down a list of venues I'd like to play in the next several months. So I wrote down, I'd like to play Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, which is a border town in the birthplace of country music. Museum is like the place I had specifically in mind. And then I also wanted to return to the Down Home, which is a famous venue in Johnson City, Tennessee, where Towns Van Zandt used to play, Guy Clark. And I played there when I was promoting my first album, but I always wanted to come back. And so I, oddly enough, out of the blue, entered the songwriting competition, and I got to go to play at the, just mere like a month later or something like that, play at the very specific places that were in my woo-woo manifestation journal. Yeah, it's kind of wild. But yeah, and then I got on to the second round, so I was a semifinalist with my song, and I got to meet some incredible people who have devoted their lives to songwriting too, and it was just a really fun opportunity to go to Tennessee a few times and make some song nerd friends and have a lot of adventures, raise a bunch of hell.
Awesome.
Or congrats. Raise a bunch of heck. I'm retired. I can only do so much now.
You can definitely say hell on Max Inc.
No,
Radio.
But I'm no longer able to raise hell is what I'm saying. I'm retired. Oh. I can raise heck.
She's a heck raiser.
Well, let's raise some hell right now. Okay. This song is called Tobacco. You're listening to Katie Powderly live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Look at you doing all the things bad men do, trying to convince me it ain't true, telling pretty lies I see right through. There you go, alluding to the fact you'd buy a ring, like you believe in doing chasing every girl who likes to sing. Burn through them like cigarettes. Before you put one down, you lit the next. You like the smell that lingers on your fingers. Take a from your reputation, swearing that you found salvation like a chainsaw. You cut them down to size. Once you got them hypnotized, where have you been? 'Cause I've been hearing stories from back then. A list of names enough for 20 men. Why buy when you could rent? Now you want it against my better judgment, sin for sin. Needs and wants war rages then. Oh my God, don't let me let him in. Caught in a hell of your own making. Sweaty brow, your voice is shaking. Watch it burn. It all goes up in smoke. Like Virginia tobacco. Now all your girls, they sing the blues. Once they become yesterday's news, all tore up and faded like your jeans. All your sad song beauty queens. Such a drag. You can't run your reputation. temptation. Sure as hell can't buy salvation. I won't let you cut me down to size. You are a devil in disguise, and I can see through all your lies. You are a devil in disguise. Why won't you look me in the eye?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thank you. Powerful.
Wow.
We're back here with Katie Powderly live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Katie, your new album, Live by the Song, Die by the Song, is being celebrated by the Burr Oak on December 30th here in Madison and released to the world New Year's Eve. How can we get your music in our hands or on our devices?
Thank you so much for asking, Rocker. Thank you so much for asking, Rocker. I'm so pleased to A, be speaking into the correct microphone, and B, to share with you that local company Super Duper pressed my album to vinyl. So you can get it on vinyl, you can get it on CD, and anywhere in the entire world on streaming platforms. But from my website, katiepowderly.com, you can order it. I have it in stock. I will mail it to you. You can order it signed if you like for an extra special touch. You can order it just unsigned. But it's a gatefold artwork, so there's all the lyrics and photography and art and all sorts of good stuff for you in there. And this original project, my EP, was originally going to be 5 songs that I wrote and kind of agreed that they were going to be a project because I recorded them all in one session, but then that's only 5 songs. And I thought, if people are going to invest in my physical media, I'd like to give them more songs. So kind of in that same season of life with the same collaborators, I created that live EP that's on my YouTube channel called Live at Mystery Ton Studios. So I took the audio from that. So that's 5 songs and I made an A side and a B side of the album. So at least for the first pressing of this record, you get the original 5 songs on Live by the Song, Die by the Song, but then you get 5 bonus songs as a B-side. So that's on the first pressing of the CD and the album on vinyl. So I'm really excited about that. And then my first album called Slips of the Tongue, which I recorded at Smart Studios with a really cool group of people from both Madison and nationally. I pressed that in honor of its 10-year anniversary. So I have that on vinyl and CD also, and with updated new artwork, and it's got the gatefold so you unfurl it, and it's just exciting. I'm a packaging person and a visual artist, so I love to, and I'm a tactile person too, so I like to listen to songs and read about them as I'm listening. So all the things, I've got merch, all that stuff. So it's all available. If you're not local, it's katiepowderly.com. I'll ship it to you. I'll sign it for you. But if not, you can come to the Burr Oak on New Year's Eve, leave New Year's Eve for the amateurs, and then come hang out with us on New Year's Eve, and come home with some either belated gifts for other people or for yourself, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like it. For yourself. That's how it should be.
Treat yourself, girl.
Treat yourself well. I don't want to go pushing forward because you are just celebrating Live by the Song, Die by the Song, but what's next for you? Oh, and I need to tell you, we got a message, but go ahead and I'll read this message to you from someone who used to work with you.
Who is it?
John Stover.
Oh, yeah.
He said, Katie and I worked together many years ago at the co-op.
Oh, wow. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
And he said, I am so thrilled to see her making strides in her career.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. I'm very blessed to be following my calling and being able to. I don't take it for granted. Every single day I feel lucky to be doing the things that, like, do you ever have those Facebook memories pop up where it's like 10 years ago today you said this, or 7 years ago today? Well, like, I see those memories pop up in my Facebook, and it's like, I can't wait for the day that I can be like making my dreams come true and working primarily on songs instead of working at a job that's crushing my soul. Not that that job crushed my soul, but other various jobs over time. And I feel very blessed to be doing this. But up next for me, I have a ton of songs in the can because
that I haven't released because of COVID and just the backlog of everything. So I have a full-length LP with my electric band called The Unconditional Lovers, and that's songs I wrote so long ago that we worked on together and that I produced. So those will all be coming out. And then I have my project with the Steel Wheels. Where it's like, that's Appalachian vibes too, but it's like full band Appalachian vibes. And it's really, I'm super proud of that project as well. Wholesome.
Okay, well, we got about 4 minutes left, and Ooh. You have like one more song. So
yeah,
let's get back to live music
it.
In the Lair with Katie Powderly, presented by Aaron Weber Group. This is another song from your new album.
Yay! Revolving.
And it's called Revolving Door.
It's just a game to you. You love to gamble. You're a betting man. Prone to ramble. Never wager much, but you're not afraid to lose, 'cause the house always wins, keeps you amused. Revolving door to your bedroom, round and round it goes. One comes out, one comes in. Track of your score, notches on your bedpost, the hearts of many more. Your body count reminds you of your upper hand, the cards up your sleeve, the tricks you got planned. Revolving door to your bedroom, round and round it goes. One comes out, one comes in. Who'll be next? Nobody knows. Just another narcissist so vain. Will you ever settle down? Can you be satisfied? Will this go on forever like there's a black hole inside? Revolving door to your bedroom, round and round it goes. One comes out, one comes in. Who'll be next? Nobody knows. Of all the girls in Virginia, why did you pick my friend to focus your next gaze upon till she let you in? Do you sleep well there in the bed we share? Do you whisper the same things to her to convince her that you care? Revolving door to your bedroom, round and round it goes. One comes out, one comes in. Who'll be next? Nobody knows. Revolving door to your bedroom,
celebrated Festivus? It only started in 1997, but the quirky holiday quickly became a way some families enjoy the season without the commercialism, even though the TV show Seinfeld helped make it popular. All you need to celebrate? A Festivus pole to decorate, time for airing of grievances, and the party ends with a Festivus feast. Everyone brings a dish to pass. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Revered as the birthplace of Jesus,